Hello everybody. Today I'm in the mood to I'm smoking. But I had a little suspense. Cause this is good, boys and girls. I'm disguising this channel as a music channel because I don't want any of those pesky government fuckers to shut down my channel or kill me or whatever. I spent my whole life researching things of interest and been trying to figure out what to put out there for the world here. I think the world is hurting. I think the world is sick. I think the world is diseased. And you may ask why. Or you may be too young to even realize that. That's what's going on, folks. This world is diseased. And more than diseased, there's a lot of stuff in this world that doesn't make sense. I can honestly say this. Question everything. What you think you believe isn't always true. And what they try to tell us in school isn't always 100% true. If you notice, we're taught things from a very early age when the brain is still forming. So we, in the third grade, you know, we're learning about dinosaurs and stuff like that. We're not questioning those people. You know, and that's probably our first subject today. It'll be dinosaurs. I'm gonna mix my podcast in with some beats because I'm a musical person. That's a whole nother subject. Music, we'll get into that later. But right now, we're going to talk about the problem. The problem that every person on this earth faces, whether they realize it or not. It's stuff you need to know. My motives aren't for ego. Aren't for selfish causes. Oh, maybe a little. I'm a broke bastard. But, no, I could live being not the richest guy in the world. I could always find a way to, you know, make myself interested in something. And I could always have fun, put it that way. No matter how broke I am. Anyways, what I'll be discussing today is something that I spent my life researching in search of the truth. Maybe one more little background. About Let me see, 5 years ago, I took the red pill. Matrixly speaking, I freed my mind. I stopped just believing everything that shoved down my throat, and I started asking questions. Okay, I took DMT. Alright, whatever. Shit worked. It really did a number of things to me. That's a whole other podcast as well, but for today's lesson, we're just gonna start right there, right here. I'm talking about dinosaurs. Good old dinosaurs. Alright, dinosaurs. What's a dinosaur? It is these giant looking lizard creatures. Okay. Makes sense. You know? Bunch of fucking crazy monster looking things running around the fucking earth, chomping everything they see in sight. What doesn't make sense is their ecosystem. How would a bunch of giant lizards sustain on a planet simply eating themselves in an animal kingdom sort of fashion? That's debatable. But that's not really my main point. Okay, let me get to the chase here. My belief on dinosaurs is that they were, really what they were was dragons. I'm almost 100% positive that they have not found any eggs or any baby dinosaurs. Correction, no, they have found smaller dinosaurs. But the bones were full grown. So the dinosaurs were small to begin with. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your introduction to my introduction of something called magic. Something the secret elite groups keep very secret and sacred to their hearts. They don't want us to use it. For good reason. Hitler's main goal in all of the killing and horrible things he did was basically a selfish, a selfish dream of having magic at his disposal. That's all we need in the world, right? Fucking Hitler having magic. But he was a very smart dude, despite his ignorance. Just had a lot of drive or something. I don't know. I'm not a big Hitler fan. But I know he was very well-read, we'll just say. They say that Hitler really escaped in a submarine and went to South America and worked with the United States on top secret classified projects involving his deal about magic and Antarctica and all that shit. Hitler had a base in Antarctica. Once again, whole other subject, Antarctica, we'll get into. Today, I just want to kind of focus on the dinosaur thing and see what people have to say. So, basically, my theory is this. And then I'll get into some research that I've read about, some facts that back it up. And the Paleolithic, 300 to 500 million years ago, there was dragons, all over the earth, because, the humanoid was actually existing at that time. They have found a, science rejects it, but a scientist that I read this book on had actually found a human that was 3'8", I believe, and there was no monkey or any sort of primate Neanderthalic genetic features in them at all. It was pure humanoid. And they said, if anything, there was a dash, maybe reptilian or something in them. If anything. I'm a little fuzzy on the reptilian thing, but I do know that there was a pure humanoid race around that time. I believe those were maybe perhaps elves or some sort of magical being. They had powers of magic that they can conjure these dragons and worked with other spiritual. With 500 million years ago, you gotta think, and if you read in the Bible or any other fucking holy book, times were a lot different back then. You got people talking to God, you got people talking to angels, you got people, emerald tablets, talking to Nephilim, you know, the women, you know, I'll get into this a little bit, the emerald tablets. What are the emerald tablets? Well, it's a book on, gets into a little more detail about Adam and Eve. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible, I believe, I'm Christian, I believe in God. Let's just start there, okay? But I believe the Bible, since it was so far back, they had to speak in more in parables. Because that's what Jesus did a lot of, to make people understand, you know, the gist of it. We don't need to know about all this shit, you know. It's irrelevant to our spirituality. Or is it? I don't know. A lot of this stuff, I think, back in, you know, hundreds of millions of years ago is, you know, we'll just call it the gods' experiments. A lot of experimental stuff, higher beings of that, things of that nature were kind of playing with. I think just like we have wars today, there were wars back then, but they were different. Being how they had more control of this thing called electricity. Now, our heart pumps thousands and thousands of volts of electricity. Our heart works more than our brain. But for some reason,
we can't really use that electricity. Like you would see on like a telephone pole or something. What I'm presenting to you people is this. Electricity. Okay, technology is the government and the elite's monopoly over magic and electricity. I started combining science and spirituality, something that a lot of religions don't really do. I started combining basic science with philosophy and spirituality and things of that nature. And I noticed that was a very common theme in the old days. People didn't have test tubes and computers and shit back then. It seems as if, like the angels and stuff like that, like, it seemed they had more resources and more DNA that, let's just start off with some facts. They say we only use 10% of our brain. Well, also, 90% of our DNA is dormant, they say. So what does that tell you? There's a lot we're missing out on. A very good documentary I recommend watching on YouTube. Something that sums up a lot of stuff that I believe is called Kymatica. Kymitica. And that explains in a very well-spoken manner what's going on with a lot of stuff. It explains that everything's just a vibration. Music, folks, music has a lot of power. So once again, we're getting into music combining with spirituality, combining with science. Different frequencies can do different things, you know. I'll do a whole, different podcast on that, but I'm going to try to stay on subject here with the dinosaur thing. The Getty Museum, for example, one of the strangest places. I live maybe 2 hours from there. It's on this giant hill. They say that there's underground bunkers. There's all kinds of weird Illuminati shit there. Another recommendation for people to research. Once again, I'm like a lot of other people in saying that do your own research. Come to your own conclusions. Ladies and gentlemen, have a mind of your own. Don't just fucking believe every little fucking thing you're told. Something sounds strange to you? Do some research. We have the best. One good thing about the internet is the availability of resources and science. And there's a lot of stuff on the internet that people post. And, schools actually. Have the highest monopoly on the internet. It started with colleges for the average public. So a lot of colleges and a lot of valid research is on the internet for people to look at. People are often distracted by kind of immature, stupid things like TikTok and
Facebook and, you know, lust and love. And, you know, being human, you know, just meeting people. And it's a very cool angle of the internet, being able to meet and talk to anybody around the world. That's so cool. I like that. It's a very good age we're living in. Mind you,
you have access to a lot of interesting information. And I encourage people to look into new studies of their own. Write podcasts and just do what I'm doing. Make music too, man. One of the best gifts my father gave me was the gift of learning how to play the guitar. You know, learning guitar wasn't easy at first. It wasn't fun. But my mom always told me, if you stick with it, it becomes fun. And it's fun. I wanted to be a rock star my whole life. Just for selfish reasons. Hedonistic reasons. That's probably why I'm not a rock star today. Honestly, I don't want to be one. Because I don't think that's my... It may or may not be, I don't know. I ain't gonna lie, I love music, and if I were able to somehow make a living on it, that'd be awesome. But ever since I freed my mind, a lot of strange things have been happening to me. To kind of prevent me from being a public figure, and, because of the knowledge I have, I'm constantly being hacked. I'm constantly being spied on. I see UFOs every night. They look like little stars. But if you pay attention to the stars, just look up a bit. Look up at night. Try this out. I want people to see what I see. If you look up at night, even if you live in a smoggy city, you don't see a whole lot of stars. In fact, I'll tell you a story. First UFO I saw was in Oregon, okay? Fast forward about 15 years. I was living in Long Beach, and I see this giant circle in the sky. And it's a light. It's like a giant circular light. Huge. Okay? And it has another triangular light coming off of it. And at the end of the tip, there was like this, another craft that was moving in a lob, circular lob kind of motion with gas coming out of it. And it looked like the big circular thing called the mothership was... like tractor pulling this thing across the sky towards Catalina, which is said to be a base for UFOs. Anyways, I'm sitting in my truck looking in front. I'm watching this, and the giant circular orb had like these mini little light star looking things flying around it, like tons of them just flying around that huge thing while it's pulling this thing that's has gas coming out of it. Very weird. Everyone was out in the middle of the street with their cameras, and I actually posted a YouTube video because I'm gonna film that shit. Fuck that. That's interesting, you know? It blew my mind. I couldn't explain what it was. For example, when I was watching this, everyone was out in the middle of the street looking, and a cop drove by, and there was a lady cop, and she was on her iPhone filming as well. So there was no information given to the police about, you know, what was going to be going on that day. Obviously, the police had no idea what the fuck that was. They weren't briefed on anything, apparently. And later in the news, it said it was SpaceX. Well, the problem with that is, when I posted my video, I was looking for videos like what I saw, and I actually found one. Same exact fucking thing. But that was from 2004, I believe. It was before SpaceX, well before SpaceX ever existed. So the SpaceX thing was definitely a cover-up. I think that's... Elon Musk seems very frightening to me. He's... I think he delved into a world... that... I can tell he's hiding a lot of stuff that... he just can't talk about. And if he does, he'll be... probably murdered or something like that. But after that day, I think literally that night, I went out, had a cigarette, and I looked up again. And I, by the time I was done with my cigarette, I probably saw about 10 UFOs. And in the middle of that process, I was with a friend, and I told him, bro, look at all those UFOs in the sky. He's like, you're crazy, man. Fucking, there ain't no UFOs. Well, he looked up to see if I was, what I was seeing, you know, to prove me wrong or whatever. And all of a sudden, he starts flipping out. Oh my God, UFOs! What I'm calling a UFO is basically what I see all the time is just like these little stars that are cruising around the sky like the speed of light, or sometimes they're still. And then I had a couple incidents where I'd go outside and just to show people, and I can spot them now, you know. I could tell the difference between like a star and like a, because they're more close to the ground. They're more, the light is more it just seems more closer to the eye, you know. It doesn't seem like it's that far away. That's why in Long Beach I was seeing tons of them, because you can't really see the stars in Long Beach that well. That's how I knew these crafts were pretty close to the earth, because there's a huge smog layer that prevents from seeing all the real stars. So when you'd see these things, it would just look like a star flying around. It was pretty weird. So, one day I was outside. I see one. I believe it was just still in the sky. Just looked like a star, you know, just blended in. And I point to my friend. I said, hey, bro, I bet you think that's a star right there. And as he looks, and I look again, the thing just goes, zoom, moves right to the left, like, very fast. and starts cruising around. And he was tripping out. We're all tripping out. Like, oh my God, that's crazy. Of course, by then, I've already seen hundreds of those things. So it wasn't such a big surprise. But I just thought it was weird that the moment I pointed out what the fuck that was, it moved. Like, it almost, like, knew we were, like, watching it or something. Very weird stuff, people. And another incident like that actually happened to me again. I was driving, or my friend was driving. It was nighttime. I actually live by one of the biggest military bases in the world, China Lake Base. So I see shit all the time. This time, same thing. I see, you know, something that looks like really close to the earth. I know how to identify them, like I said. And I did the same thing. I was like, I bet you think that's a star right there, John. And this time, I looked, when I looked and he looked where I was pointing, it moved so fast and quick and suddenly that it scared me. It shocked me. It made my heart start beating because how quickly, like, right when I looked at it, it just went, thoom, like it just moved to the left, like really fast. It just went, you know, like just like right when I pointed at it, like it almost knew or something that I was looking at it. It was the weirdest fucking thing. And he saw it. And I have witnesses, you know. I can bring him on the show. But I encourage other people to just go out at night and just look up for 15 minutes. It's just, do your own research. You know, I'm not trying to convince anybody anything. I'm not trying to sell anything. I'm not trying to, you know, do this new sensation or anything. I want to document some of my studies and some of the things I've seen. And my interest, ladies and gentlemen, lies in the unknown. And I want you guys to travel to the unknown with me, because, face it, the known is boring. We all know these basic little truth, stupid things that no one believes and whatever. But I'm convinced that there's a deep, deep well of information that has been hidden from us. Yeah. Okay. Because I'm being hacked. I would prefer to communicate on here. Sorry about that. I'll leave you guys with that for right now. I know that's a lot to handle. So I'll just go over what I was telling you. Dinosaurs aren't really dinosaurs, they're dragons. Certain stars in the sky aren't really stars, they're UFOs. And I've seen hundreds of them. Literally hundreds, and I've got tons of footage. I'll tell you one last little story about a recent and the story is that. Oh, what was I gonna say? Sorry, I just got on Fortnite. Oh yeah. So I was looking at this formation of quote unquote stars. It was a triangle, and they're all still not moving or anything. These ones were a little kind of harder to tell if they're a UFO or just a basic star. Well, anyways, they looked weird to me, so I got on my camera and I started filming. And what do you know? The bottom left star, quote unquote, was going. My eyes could not capture this, but the shutter of the film could capture the star going up and down at the speed of light, like up and down, up and down, up and down, like faster than. I could not see this with the human eye, but the camera caught it, and it was just going up and down, up and down, up and down, like faster than any man-made object could ever imagine going. So I guess that qualifies as a UFO. That was the first experience I've had of something of that nature. That was pretty interesting. I got it on camera and film, and if I get more subscribers, I'll probably end up posting a lot of that stuff, if I'm not killed by the CIA by then. Thought this would be an interesting podcast, so enjoy.